You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The nation of Taiwan, the world's largest semiconductor manufacturing nation, has decided to restrict exports to South Africa, chip exports in particular. And this is in likely response to the recent developments from a political perspective between China and, or between Taiwan rather, and South Africa. I'm joined on the line by tech journalist at Business Day, Mudiwa Gavaza, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Mudiwa, always lovely having you on the show, always lovely catching up. I can't say I'm too surprised by these developments, given what's been happening between South Africa and Taiwan recently. What do you make of the decision by Taiwan to restrict exports?
It's an interesting one. And once again, it's another fight that South Africa has to, can I call it fight or manage? I think that's a better word. It's something else that the country needs to manage. But I do think that going forward, one of the big things that's happening in 2025, which South Africa has to do, which other countries are being forced to do as well, is to reset how they think about their supply chains, and also at the same time making sure that there is a diversity, because you really cannot exist in the digital economy without that steady supply when it comes to some of those chips.
Well, you know, let's look at that supply chain. Perhaps let's look at that first, and then we'll come back and look at what it means for the South African market. We're seeing more and more that countries, economies, are starting to weaponize their edge. Whether they're doing it in retaliation to what's being done, whether they're doing it to gain a competitive advantage, countries out there are not afraid to now say, this is what we strategically lead the world in, and therefore we're going to leverage that into conversations that we feel we are able to.
Yeah, so, and I think everything is just coming down to what you call this, to that leverage. When I started covering technology, I really didn't think that there was going to be this much, geopolitics that is involved. But, you know, here we are. And fortunately, unfortunately, this is one of those moves where it's almost a tit for tat. And once again, it's another situation where South Africa's association with I think we can associate with BRICS, but more specifically China, comes to the fore when it comes to something like this. That's one. And then secondly, it's also just that balancing act of, you know, a lot of lines being redrawn, in the ground. What I'm keen to see is what do moves like this do longer term for some of the what do moves like this do, you know, when it comes to, you know, making some of those moves around where people come in and get their supplies, and when I say the supplies, I'm talking more about can I call them redrawing of the alliances, but more specifically, if you are South Africa, is it worth it for us to be coming in and doing self-manufacturing when it comes to some of these things? We've seen countries like the US and other countries deciding that they're going to move supply and manufacturing of some of these things. You won't be able to get your high-order chips production, to inland, very soon, but you can do, some of the older chips that are going to go into your fridges, your cars, etc. That type of thing can be done. But I wonder, is this enough of an impetus to make South Africa change their trade policy to that extent?
Mudiwa, you touched on geopolitics starting to weigh in on the tech space. And I mean, I want to look at the reasons here. I mean, the Taiwanese foreign ministry has said that in no uncertain terms that the decision taken here by Taiwan emerged following Pretoria's decision to downgrade Taipei's representative office. I think this took place a couple of months ago, where from our perspective, we had almost sort of pushed for Taiwan to then move its embassy from Pretoria to Johannesburg and effectively downgrade their representative office status within South Africa. That Taiwan was clearly not happy with, and this is their retaliatory response. Was that a mistake on our part?
I don't know if I can call it a mistake. I think in this particular area, I can just weigh in. I'm not an expert when it comes to things like your trade policy. But however, in 2025, we just have seen, you know, that situation where if a country makes a move, we are almost expecting that in 2025 there's going to be a retaliation of some sort, because we always have to look at the alternative, right? If South Africa doesn't respond, or if Taiwan doesn't respond to what South Africa does and vice versa, whichever way it goes, you risk, you know, one of the parties becoming weaker or being seen as being weak in that particular situation. So not sure if it was the right move, but I do think where we are right now geopolitically, a move is almost warranted or expected given everything that's going on.
Mudiwa, before I let you go, what does this then do for supply chains and value chains? I mean, if we're looking at, for example, the chip sector or the chip industry and the AI industry, South Africa isn't idle in that space. Things like platinum group metals, like palladium, go into the manufacturing process, and they're essential for the global semiconductor industry. So clearly we do still have a part to play, especially given that we are one of the world's largest producers of palladium. Do we then strategically have this conversation and say, for the sake of supply chains, for the sake of relationships, let's kind of come to the party somewhere? I imagine these are the sorts of conversations that President Trump has been having following things like the tariffs that he's announced on his part. How does South Africa play this?
And I'm going to go back to what I said just now about that national policy and that national investment. Moves, you know, like this, create an impetus for onshoring some of the supply when it comes to some of the chips? It's never going to be fine. Not to say it's never, but in the short term, it wouldn't be the latest and greatest in terms of chips. But you could spin up, production for some of the older chips that are then used in your cars, your appliances, etc. So that can be done. What I think is perhaps more feasible approach is, you know, to have a couple of countries coming together and then, you know, putting some of that together, right? That's one aspect. The other aspect, I think, just given everything else that's going on, right, is do you take the existing supply that South Africa has of some of the PGM metals that you mentioned earlier on, and say, you know what, we are going to, you know, perhaps relook at, you know, which countries we're supplying to and what type of leverage, you know, can we use given these types of, raw materials? What type of downstream supplies can we secure for ourselves, you know, leveraging what's there? South Africa already leverages its position, but the question would just be more around how do you leverage that position even more, beyond all of that.
Global trade is certainly shaping up to look more interesting than it has before, and this is what's driving some of the decisions that we are going to be continuing to look at. But for now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Mudiwa Gavaza for taking us through his thoughts around the decision by Taiwan to restrict chip exports to South Africa following South Africa's decision to pressure Taiwan to move their embassy.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.